Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a getaway Friday, March the 15th, 2024, 14 minutes past the hour, and we're off and running here on this Friday morning. Joined in studio this morning by Jessica Hauser, who joins us every Friday morning. It's a lot of fun to have her back in the fold here. Now, we are not joined by Matt Morgan as of yet. Now, I don't know if he's listening, but I got a message this morning at 8:35 that he woke up late this morning. So he's usually pretty quick about getting here. So 8:35, what's that been at this particular point? About 40 minutes.
Oh, my goodness.
I know, 40 minutes, and we have not seen him yet.
The kid is in bed.
The kid is in bed, so we've got to drag him out of bed and get him here soon.
Should be a good hair day for him.
Oh, I bet. You know, I don't know if we've ever talked about this, but when he and Carrington first came here, we had a discussion very early on, and I'll ask you how you feel about this. I don't even know how we got on this subject about bathing and showering. And both of them, you know, one's 20 and one's 22, said that they don't shower every day. They shower once every 3 days.
It doesn't surprise me. Didn't he say last week something about, you know, he just wears what he wore that day to bed?
Yes. But I could see it from Matt, a guy, and maybe that's a gender thing. But when Carrington spoke up and said, no, I every 3 days.
Oh, my goodness.
I thought, how can that be?
I know. And he doesn't stink, though.
No. I mean, there's never been an odor.
Yep, Matt, you don't smell.
No. But I just, 3 days. I mean, even if you would have said every other day, I might have been a little more understanding of it. But every 3 days?
I wonder, maybe, is that laziness? Or
I don't know what it is.
Is he trying to save on his water bill?
No, it just see both of them, the argument seemed to be that I don't need to do this every day. It'll dry out your hair and all this sort of thing. But I could not get started in the morning if I didn't take a shower. I mean, now how
you're so are you a morning shower or
yes,
are you an evening
morning
shower?
Morning shower.
I'm an evening after work shower.
Well, it's interesting.
Yep, it is interesting.
Because I can't imagine, he must be listening out there because I just got a message from him.
Uh-oh, it's Bash Matt. Yeah. If you're not here, we get to bash you. That's how this goes.
Yeah, he'll be here momentarily. But but you shower every day.
I don't shower every day.
You don't shower every day either.
I probably only shower every 3 days.
Every three?
Yes.
Now, what's this about?
It depends on how dirty I get.
Oh, I'm in the minority on this one. Who knew? Now, why only every three?
Well, it really just depends on how dirty I get at work. I used to shower every day, but if I'm more of just kind of riding around in my vehicle doing stuff, or, you know, then I don't shower every day.
Really?
And I don't wash my, I only wash my hair twice a week, so.
Well, see, here's the thing. I would feel like if I didn't wash the hair every day, that it would look odd trying to comb that thing.
Oh, my son's hair is like that.
Yeah, that'd be a problem.
And he does not like to shower.
Oh, he doesn't, well, he's young.
No.
He's very young.
Trying to get this little boy into bathing or showering is a nightmare.
Well, and I would also think, in my particular case, one of the reasons I do it is because it kind of wakes you up in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Get you going.
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
I would not, I don't think I would be as awake.
How early do you get up?
Early.
Like?
Early.
Like 4 a.m. early?
It's early.
How'd this time change do for you?
Oh, that's horrible.
So
when you lose an hour,
does that mean like you're getting up at 3:30?
Well,
kind of?
Yeah. Well, here's what happened to me with the time change this year, because the lose of an hour is 10 times worse than the gain an hour. But on Sunday when it happened, because, you know, I was not doing this on Sunday, I thought I had it under control because I woke up at the right time and I thought everything's okay and I don't feel tired or anything like that. And then Sunday night, I had a couple people come over who were not getting up early on Monday morning, and they ended up staying till midnight.
Oh, wow.
So then on Sunday night, I was up until clearly after midnight and had to be up early Monday morning. So Monday was a drag day. Everything dragged.
Oh, goodness. Yes. Yeah. I don't know if the timing works out for it or not, but I feel like, you know, I'm like a 4:30, 5 o'clock get up person, and I feel like it's backwards, but I've been getting up at 3:30.
Well, the opposite direction.
Yes. Yeah.
It's dark.
Maybe that's...
It's dark at that time of day.
I like dark.
You like the dark.
And I can't stay up late. So, yes, I get up and enjoy the dark.
You know, it all depends. Staying up late for me is like that night, like Sunday night. If people are there and we're talking and we're having a good time, I don't even think about the time, clearly. But if it was just me, yeah, I think it'd be odd to stay up late.
Yeah. Maybe when I get up at 3:30, I should shower.
Maybe that's a good time to do it.
Right.
3:30, get up, shower. Somebody told me, they were talking about home remedies, and I think about this now every morning when I shower. I don't do it, but I think about it. Because what they told me was, I forget the reasoning now of why it's a good thing to do, but after you shower in your normal temperature water and do all your stuff, apparently before you get out, you step to the side and you turn off the hot water. Let it get very cold, and then jump back in for as long as you can take it.
Like a polar bear swim.
Yeah.
Have you ever done one of those before?
I have not.
Oh, wow.
Have you done that?
When I was a teenager, it was like a church group thing, and we did. We ended up jumping in an icy
lake. Really?
Yeah. But the cold water shower thing, they always said that when you color your hair. Something about the hair color, if you run cold water over it, it closes the pores so it doesn't fade. So, like, if you have a darker color in your hair.
Really?
That's when I had kind of heard about running cold water over it.
See, I had not heard anything about this cold water thing, and I'm trying to remember.
Have you tried?
No. No, I think about it. But I just think that's not fun at that time of the morning. I don't think stepping into the ice-cold water is really going to have a health impact on me. Yeah.
Well, maybe we should try it before next Friday.
Maybe we should. We'll all try it.
And then
it.
We can discuss it.
How good it was.
We can discuss
exactly what it is.
Yes.
It is something to do, I think, with jump-starting your... I wish I could remember exactly what she told me.
If Matt was here, he would know.
Yeah, he
might.
Seems
to be a plethora of knowledge. Like.
Well, but is it all correct? See, I always wonder about that. You can get on and say just about anything, and if it sounds right, you go, oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
it's not always.
Some scientific explanation for just about everything we talk about.
But I don't, do you believe half of the things, though? I know he's out there listening, so this is not like I'm talking out of school.
Bash Matt time.
Yeah, now do you believe, though, that half of that stuff is true?
I don't know, it's pretty believable.
Now, see, maybe it's just the skeptic in me, the cynical nature in me. But I, when I'm listening to it, I think that is not a logical excuse for that.
Right.
You know, I think that makes no sense to me. Why does one go hand in hand with the other?
I have no idea, but he seems to have some pretty good feedback on some things. That the one last week that we talked about where sleeping naked.
Sleeping naked, yes. That this Bradley Cooper,
naked.
Yeah, Bradley Cooper walks around naked. So we got to How Do You Sleep?
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't sleep naked, though. He sleeps in his clothes.
And you actually get warmer sleeping naked, I believe. Or your body releases more heat.
Which I think we knew that.
I should have Googled that. I don't know. It was one of those scientific explanations that he had.
But you know, he had heard that a couple of days earlier when we first did the topic.
Oh, that's
so
right.
That wasn't his own material.
Oh, I gotcha. Oh.
Yeah. So no, I'll believe that that's fact because we had went over that a couple of days earlier as to why that's why people sleep in the nude.
Okay.
Yeah. Because it's you get in a deeper sleep because your body really is able to release more heat.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, good job, Matt.
I'm
retaining.
Yeah, well, I don't believe that that's the reason that people do that. I think it's just for comfort.
Right.
Although maybe. I would not be comfortable doing that.
No, me neither.
But God bless them if that's what they want to do, knock themselves out. I mean, I certainly don't mind that. When he finally does get here, we've got some interesting topics this week. Nothing really to do with any... Well, I guess there are some famous people on here, but I think the subjects are more dominant this week than anything else.
I agree.
But they're interesting. This is what's going on in the world, you know?
Yes, and I really did not wrap my head around very many of them, so this will be fun.
Did they strike you as odd topics.
They were.
Yeah, they are odd topics.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's what is going on right now.
Yes.
Yeah. What do you make as a whole of the world right now, as opposed to maybe the world when you were growing up in your 20s?
Wow, we only have 2 hours?
I know, only 2 hours. Can we get all this in?
I don't know. Oh, the world's... Yeah, it's hard, too, though, to really answer that, because, like, how many years ago were we talking? Like, as when I was a kid, I was a kid, so
I think
my
kid's
world
different.
In general was different. But, you know, I feel like things were a lot slower.
Well, I think when you're, like, a child... under 18, I think that it's a different thing, because you're living with your parents, most likely you're in school, most likely forced school that you have to go to. I think that's a different world. But I think when you're in your 20s, that's pretty much the same as in your 40s, except for the age and the world you live in.
Mm-hmm.
So in your 20s versus now, what are the big differences?
I would say with the increase in social media, even internet and computers, because all that's happened in my lifetime, but I do feel like there's a stronger sense of a need for individuality in this world. So everybody's kind of shooting to like make a difference, like, you know, kind of per themselves, even though they might be doing more for the community or more... Yeah, you know, but I feel like every decision and everything that's made as far as like our government goes and stuff like that, it just has a lot more to do with just individuality and trying to make a difference there and be the one that made the change or whatever.
Well, it's very interesting to me, because I've been on a kick lately of you cannot follow money as a career idea. I think it's a bad move to make decisions based upon money. I think the money comes if you are good at that career.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think you should make a decision to go into a certain career because of the money it pays. And I have heard so much of that in the last 4 or 5 years, not just from people in their 20s, people of all ages. They're doing career changes, so on and so forth. And the first thing they look up is... you know, how much does that job pay? And I think this is not how you should be job hunting.
Right. No, especially after having, you know, so much time in the workforce, it's a lot easier to get up and go to work if you're happy and motivated by it.
You gotta love what you do.
Absolutely.
And it brings you, when you do love what you do, it does bring you a lot of rewards in life because you enjoy doing it.
It will.
Yeah, I think it's health. I think it's longevity. I think it's a lot of things that a job, there are things that are just jobs, and people have to separate a job from a career.
Yes.
You know, the job that I always hear that pays very well and people always want people in that field are hospital jobs, you know, nurses, receptionists, so on and so forth, because it seems like there's tremendous turnover there, or they just need a lot of people. And those jobs don't pay badly.
No.
But that's a job. I don't think it's a career. I can't qualify that as a career.
Oh, nursing can be a career.
I don't know. Maybe. See, to me, a career has to be something that has progression, that has some kind of a, that you're not looking for vacation. I think maybe for some people it's a career, some people it's a job that pays well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some people, then I think you just need to start focusing on hobbies and things that make you happy too. If you're like, you know, I'm kind of stuck in this job, but now I'm in this, you know, bracket where I get 6 weeks vacation and, you know, all these perks, and I'm almost to the highest pay level. And I don't know if you want to turn around and leave that, but you might be a little burnt out on it.
Yeah, when it all comes to an end, you know, it all comes to an end for some of us for all of us at one point. Do you look back on that as a good move? Because you're no longer in the pay scale, you're no longer on the highest bracket, you're no longer managing people, you're no longer getting the perks that go along with it. do you look back on that as, oh, yeah, that was something very unique and very happy? I don't think you do.
I don't know. You could.
I don't know.
I think immediately after stopping, there could be a, you know. But, yeah, if you're fulfilled in your career, I think you would want to go back. We talked about this a little bit last week, I think.
Yeah, I think you'd want to go back. But and that's why I think I qualify these things as jobs. I know very few nurses who, once they retire, people who work in retail, people who work in gas stations, factory workers, very few go back to that job because they miss it.
Right.
And I think it's a job. I think it's something to pay the bills. It pays well. I get vacation time paid during the year. I can take nice vacations to get my mind off of it. And when it's over, it's over.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you might miss the people. You might miss the friends. But I don't know that you miss the career.
Right.
So I think that's tough to live like that.
Could be.
And I think it changes your whole perspective on life. Because I think then money becomes a driver in every aspect of your life.
Right. Yep. And the retirement's probably pretty good, so you got to make it to retirement.
Yeah. And if you don't, then it was all...
Then your kids get it.
Yeah, then your kids get it. But I don't know. I think it just impacts everything. I think it impacts your relationship with your family. I think it impacts your relationship in relationships. I think it impacts your relationship with friends. Because if you're driven by money, you'll do just about anything. But if the end day comes, then what?
Right. Yep. I don't know.
And not just death. I just think it's, you know, sometimes you get fired. You know? You get told not to come back. It's time for you to go. Now, have you ever been fired from anything?
No.
No. See, I think me either. So I think that would be very tough.
I think so too.
To be told not to come back.
Right. Mm, yeah. I agree.
Yeah. It'd be very difficult, when, especially if that's how you're paying your bills. And then if you really are all obsessed about the money stops.
Yes. Then you got to find another job. And that's not fun either.
No.
Trying to find a new job. Then you got to look at resumes, doing a resume. That's not any fun either.
No.
How long has it been since you've put together a resume?
Long time.
Me too. I don't even know where to start. I honestly can't even... Yeah, I haven't put together a resume in a long time.
Well,
I don't know where I would begin.
Well, I can't remember everything I
was involved with 20 years ago either to put on it.
No, it would be difficult to put together a resume. Are they even still done the same way?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
I'd have to get online and try to find a template or something, watch some YouTube videos on how to do a resume.
It's very odd, to be honest, because I don't... do you put every job you've ever had? Because I think that would be a lot by the time you get to a certain age.
It could be. It'd be a lot easier if it wasn't a lot.
Could be.
I haven't had a lot of jobs, which is why I haven't had to have a resume done in a while.
Right. Well, I think a lot of people willingly go from place to place. Maybe doing the same job, but they take a different position with a different company because it pays better. Or because they like the idea of that company better.
Right. Yeah.
So that would give you a lot more jobs, but it's essentially the same job.
Could, yes.
What be
Unless
your,
you want to do something completely different.
What would be your dream job? If you could do anything, what would it be?
I think I'm doing it.
This is it.
I think I'm doing it. Yeah. I think I'm going to hang in here and with this one till the end. Something else might crop up that I think, you know, I don't know, but I'm happy with what I'm doing now.
So how do you know it's the dream job? Because there's nothing else you'd want to do? Or are there qualities in the job that you like?
Well, I'm doing my dream job from 20 years ago. And I sit back and think, oh, wow, I'm doing this. And, you know, and it's pretty neat. I don't do that as often as what I should, but, you know, I'm really happy in my job and what I do, and I've always wanted to do it. It does have its drawbacks, like, that I didn't think about a long time ago, that, you know, your headaches that turn it into the job part of it. But and then I have a hobby going that might end up making money, I suppose. But, you know, it is a hobby, so.
I think Matt has just shown up.
I hear doors.
I'm going to guess that's who it is. And there he is.
How's it going?
Rolling on in.
His hair looks pretty good.
Oh, yeah. It looks like that. See, I don't know what. See, I don't know because what would be bad with that hair?
It's got some good curl going. It's got a really nice curl in the front.
So now this is good hair.
The curls come from my mom.
Yeah.
I like it.
So you had a rough morning this morning.
Yeah. So this morning I did wake up late. There is that. But besides the fact that I woke up late when I came out of my room, so I keep a roll of toilet paper on my kitchen or on my coffee table in my living room because I guess I'm just lazy or cheap or something, and I don't buy tissues, so I blow my nose on toilet paper. And this morning when I woke up, the cats had knocked the toilet paper off the coffee table and like smacked it all over the floor, so it was like shredded up all over the floor, and it was just like strung all over because they just had proceeded to smack it all around the living room.
We made it through. We made it through.
I was listening a little bit on the way here.
Oh, what'd you think? See, I knew you'd be listening. So I figured anything I say at this point, he's going to hear it anyway.
So I started listening about like 9:15 or something like that. But I heard you talking about careers and whatnot, things like that.
So did you get to hear any of the 8 o'clock hour this morning?
No.
That was a real interesting moment. We had Thunderbolt on.
Very nice.
Yeah, who, by the way, is going into the WWE Hall of Fame on April the 5th, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Over 21,000 people in the Wells Fargo Center sold out and will be broadcast live on the Peacock Network at 10 p.m. that night all over the world. So he's this was just announced on Wednesday, and the only interview he has done is with me, and he was really wound tight this morning. He's excited. He said it's going to be the best day of his life. And to come at 82 and a half years old, very, very good.
Wow.
I mean, like, I didn't even have the headphones on when you were interviewing him. The first time.
The first time. We did an interview for the internet on Wednesday when it was announced, and then we did the live interview this morning.
And I mean, like, you asked him to do some lines in the Thunderbolt Patterson voice, and I couldn't hear the exact lines, but he was putting some oomph into those. I could roughly hear what he was saying.
This is what I'm saying. On April the 5th, you will not want to. You don't even have to be a wrestling fan. This is not wrestling. This is the Hall of Fame. This is where people get inducted into the Hall of Fame. Like I say, 21,000 people sold out Wells Fargo Arena in Philadelphia, broadcast all over the country, 10 p.m. live. This man can talk. Now, if we're talking in a normal conversation, It's a normal conversation, but when he's in the mood and in the mode, I've never heard anybody talk like him. I don't know where it comes from. I don't know. It's amazing to hear when he slips into that I don't even know. It's not a different person. It's just an amplified version, and the words he uses and the phraseology that he has is completely different than anybody I've ever. He makes up words that sound normal.
I think he's an entertainer. I don't know how long he was in the WWE, but I think he just kind of, you know, get used to it at some point. To get to the WWE, you gotta be entertaining to at least some level.
Well, in the discussion this morning he and I were having, just to put in context his popularity, was that there was a time when he missed his plane, I think back in the 70s, to get somewhere, and James Brown was in the airport flying around, of course, famous musician, offered Thunderbolt his plane because James Brown was a fan. So there you go.
You know, that's nice.
Yeah.
He would have missed the whole. He would have missed the whole wrestling match.
It's just, you know, I think for this to come for him at this point in his life, in his 80s, when he thought it never would come, and there was even a time he thought he would turn it down. It's just a very special occasion, so it's exciting.
Turning down a Hall of Fame induction.
Well, yeah, because I think there were some bad feelings for a while when he left it. I think there were just some, you know. I don't know. There were some bad feelings, but I think it's all been papered over now. That's an interesting subject. Can you forgive? Because when I first met Thunderbolt, I think if he would have been asked then, I don't think he would have taken it. I was shocked when he called me and told me he had taken it, because there was a lot of kerfluffle there for a while.
I mean, I don't know. I don't think it surprises me that he took it. I mean, I think that if you were offered a Hall of Fame induction into just about anything, I think you kind of just take it.
I would.
I mean, like, it doesn't matter, like, if you got problems with the organization itself. Like, you that was your life. I think at that point, I'd kind of want to be immortalized in the thing I did my whole life.
Yeah, but do you really want praise? I don't know. See, I think it all depends on where you are. If you're still doing it, I think you might accept it. But I think if you've retired, I don't know that you would come back and do it. I think some people might. I don't know.
Well, I mean, I think it's in terms of wrestling?
In terms of anything. Baseball Hall of Fame. I think in those you have to be retired. But you retire so young in those areas. But, well, you know, there is a Broadcasters Hall of Fame. Now, a lot of those people are still doing it. But I think a lot of times when you retire, you don't want to come back because you've already said you're not going to come back.
Well, the difference between a Sports Hall of Fame and, like, the Broadcasters Hall of Fame, as you said, is I mean, sports, there's always going to be somebody who's younger and faster than you who comes out of, like, out of college, and then they're just, like, you know, the prodigy. Like, at some point, you're bound, like, you, even if you could have been the best of the best at one point, at some point, you are going to be replaced. That's just how the sports industry works. But, in terms of broadcasting, if you're a good enough broadcaster, you could be in broadcasting for as long as you wanted to, honestly. So, if you, I mean, as far as, like, retiring, yeah, I mean, I think if you retire, I mean, I think if you retire, you'd not want to come back, because
age is the thing. Age is a thing, even in broadcasting.
I mean, there have been people who disagreed with you, like Larry King and Johnny Carson. You brought up those two.
Johnny Carson was a different story, but Larry King, in the end, who I had on the show, would tell you that, I mean, by the end, they were saying, well, the whole reason, I mean, I interviewed Larry King. I said, why are you retiring after 25 years? You say you love what you do. And he said, well, they'd always given me 3 or more year contracts. The last contract was for 1 year. He said, I saw the writing on the wall, and I thought, I want to leave on my own terms. Age is a thing.
Well, yeah, but how old was Larry King when they were like, you know what, let's hit him with that 1 year contract?
Early 70s, I think.
Yeah, early 70s. You get hit with 1 year contracts at like 32 if you're not doing too well in the NFL.
No, but that's, yeah, but I mean, their age does creep in broadcasting. I mean, how many people do you see on network television who aren't running their own thing that are 60, 70, 80? They're not there.
Well, I just think that, like, he could have...
Politics. Well, but we certainly care about age in politics. You're too old to do that. Go away.
I mean, I don't think that necessarily... I think that being old... being older, you tend to have, like, I guess, memory lapses and things like that, but it's not like anything huge. Like, there are young people who have memory lapses and things like that. So, like, I mean,
I don't think it's, like, memory lapses.
Other than that, like, I mean, your brain obviously stops working as fast. I mean, it's been doing it since forever.
No, I think what it is you've been around a long time. It's not going to get any better with you. Not that you're not good, but you've been around a long time. Let's try something new from somebody younger. And advertisers at some point say, you know, do people 18 to 49 in that demographic really relate to you anymore?
Well, I mean, I think that, like,
Like, interestingly, you didn't know who Johnny Carson was. Now, luckily, a lot of people still do know who Johnny Carson was, but there might be a point where you're the big consumer, and if I'm still on at 75 years old talking about Johnny Carson, I might be a little irrelevant.
If it ever gets to a point where people like me are the prime consumer of television, television is a dead industry. I don't watch
Well, not necessarily TV, television, right? Just broadcasting in general, or products. It really comes down to products is what it comes down to. Do you ever feel that way? That you've opted, that people aren't really marketing to you anymore?
I don't feel that way. I feel like there's little, like, spiders and microphones in my phone that all of a sudden I open up my Google and it's, like, spitting out news stories, like, that pertain to what I talked about last night or something. Like,
well, now that,
I feel
now
like
that's
it's
a thing.
Extra,
that's a thing.
It's extra marketing towards me.
But, I mean, that if you ever turn on a television these days, and I don't know how many people still do this, the commercials that are on are very interesting because I think they are geared more toward people in their 20s than certainly any other age bracket.
I mean, I would disagree. Like, I mean, I don't watch TV all too much, but like when I go to my grandma's and whatnot, she watches a lot of like movies and whatnot, and all the commercials I see are just like, I mean, I would say that they're probably targeted toward an older crowd, honestly.
Well, probably it's old, like, movies would be it. Yeah, I think they know what they're buying.
I don't know necessarily that they're old movies.
I don't think when you watch the late night shows, which are still new and younger hosting people, I don't think when you watch the morning shows,
when I watch TV, the ads I see are a whole bunch of older people on the television dancing because of, like, some new medicine that they got, you know?
Well, but that's that type of movie.
I mean, I don't think it is.
How many old actors who were hugely popular in their day are still starring in movies? Now, they might be third banana in the movie. They might be grandpa.
I mean,
they might be grandma.
I mean, acting, again, is one of those things to, like, I mean, there's always going to be somebody who's younger than you, and eventually you will age out of roles. Because, like, I mean, how often do they make movies that cast, like, an 83-year-old man as the main character? It doesn't happen very often.
Why do they do that? If it would sell and the actor's good, why not cast him as the lead?
I mean, I don't know that it would sell. And I mean, you'd have to create a whole movie based around an older man.
So why is that a bad thing? If the actor's
good. I don't know what much there is to do.
See, there you go. Now see, that's the prejudice of it all. Old people are doing all kinds of things.
I'm sure they are, but, like, I mean, it just makes more sense to, like, you know, make Saving Private Ryan, for example. They can make, like, 100, like, basically, like, identical copies of that with like, a slightly different plot, and people would buy that more because, it just makes more sense, I guess.
I don't know. All I know is there is ageism in a lot of things, or there wouldn't be Botox, there wouldn't be fake tans, there wouldn't be plastic surgery, there wouldn't be all these things that we want to do, hair coloring. There wouldn't be all that if ageism wasn't a thing.
Well, I mean, I think people kind of age themselves a lot of the time. I mean, I'm sure people do think about age, but, I mean, for me personally, I don't think about age all too much.
Well, you're 20.
Yeah, but I mean, not my age, just everybody's age. Like, I mean, it's not real. So,
well, no,
I mean, it's not super relevant.
No, I don't think that the young people do think about people. Didn't we have a conversation about people you could date, and how that was super relevant to you then? That's my mom's age. My God, to be like dating my mom.
Well, I mean, it's a little bit different when it comes to the realm of, like, dating, and to the realm of just, I mean, like, talking to people, I guess.
I don't know. Do you think there's ageism, Jess? What do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think you can...
When did you become a ma'am? Nobody in your 20s says, thank you, ma'am. But now in your 40s,
I bet they do. I don't know about all that because, like, I mean, I'm 20 years old now. I'm working at Kroger just one day out of the blue. Just people started saying, thank you, sir. When they would leave the store, and I'm like, sir, since when?
Well, that might be a whole you problem. But I'm saying there are certain people who I would not call sir or ma'am. Now, if I clearly know this person's older than me or significantly older than me, I'm going to. But I'm not going to call a 20-year-old, thank you, sir. That isn't going to happen.
Why not?
Because it doesn't make any sense. It's just odd.
I do that to my son. I call my son, sir.
But that's a playful thing, right?
Yeah.
It's not like a sign of respect, which I think is what you're doing when you're saying it to the older people. Are you going to be a 25-year-old? Thank you, sir. then it's almost kind of like, you know, the you know, tongue in the cheek. It's like,
so what would you say?
Thank you.
How would you insert that blank?
I don't think you say any. You could just say thank you.
A lot of the times I'm like, I mean, I don't know. I think you should. I mean, I don't know. I think you should say more something along the lines of like, have a nice night. Thank you, sir. I mean, that's...
Now, weren't you the one who argued when we first started this show months ago that you don't call older people Mr. or Mrs. just because they're older?
I mean, it's not... I mean, yeah, but that's not a whole... Like, that's not the same thing. Like, it's more of just, like, I mean, I would say thank you, sir, to just about anybody. Like, it's more of just like a common courtesy kind of thing. It's just me being polite. I'm not showing any real form of respect.
I would not call a 16-year-old sir. It just would seem odd to me. It'd be very odd. It'd almost be like I was reprimanding them. Thank you, sir. No. It's just odd. Let's get to a topic, since we haven't been there yet this morning. We do have four good ones this morning. Let's start here. A vote in the House of Representatives right now could ban TikTok for 150 million
yeah.
people.
I'm all for the banning of TikTok.
You are?
Let me get through the thing here. Vote in the House to ban TikTok for 150 million Americans if China does not divest their interest in TikTok. There you go. That's the story. Hasn't happened yet, but could be if they vote on it. Vote yes.
What does divest mean? Share their interest?
Leave.
China leaves?
Leave, pretty much. They don't want them involved at all because they feel that TikTok is Chinese propaganda.
Who created TikTok? Wasn't it China?
I think it was.
I mean, it was some Chinese company.
Yeah.
How does a Chinese company create a platform in the U.S.?
It's just more of a... In China, the Chinese government has the ability to just, like, basically confiscate any information. So all the public information that's on TikTok, even though TikTok is located in the United States, the issue is because... I think it's... Tencent, but I could be wrong. The company that owns TikTok is based in China. The government is concerned that the Chinese government could tell the company that owns TikTok to give them all the information that TikTok has, even though TikTok is based in the United States, because it's still a Chinese company.
But who cares?
Well, I mean, I think...
Well, the government does, I guess.
Yeah, but I mean, what... Okay, you think if they want the information, they couldn't hack into a computer and get it anyway?
I mean, I'm sure they could, but that's a lot more work than just... Having it.
What information
do
you have to give
TikTok?
I mean, you're not buying things on TikTok.
I don't get on TikTok, so I honestly couldn't tell you what.
I don't get on TikTok either. But
it's probably like the simple things, like the email and things like that.
So you get Chinese emails from TikTok.
You get the name, probably. I mean, you might get a date of birth on there. I'm not sure.
Now you're a TikToker.
I like TikTok.
Really? Now, see, I think this hurts...
For an ADHD person, it's perfect.
Exactly.
You're limited to, like, 60 seconds.
It hurts your frame of reference.
I mean, I think that TikTok almost gives you ADHD to an extent. I think you get used to just the scrolling, which is why I'm not a fan of TikTok. I genuinely think it's an unhealthy habit to form. It's almost like an addiction.
I think it has given people... some kind of weird popularity that they really shouldn't have.
I agree.
Like, somebody falling down should not be... There's nothing artistic about that. There's nothing clever about it. It's just to catch people's attention and get people looking.
It's entertainment. It's something to do.
But is that... I mean, really? Is that where we are with entertainment? Somebody falling down?
It's kind of funny.
There's a lot more
to it than that.
But there seems to be, like, people's cats.
I like to watch the dances. Like, little snippets of, like, somebody dancing.
Why?
Like, I'm all about hip-hop moves and, like,
the issue
to watch hip-hop.
TikTok is so bad that, like, I'll be, like, working in the grocery store and then you'll just, you know, look over and you'll see some, like, 13-year-old girl doing, like, she's not even on TikTok.
She's just doing a TikTok dance.
She's not even filming the TikTok. She's just doing the dance all around the store for some reason. Like,
now how do you know it's a TikTok dance?
I mean, you just kind of assume. TikTok dances kind of have, I mean, like, if you've seen one, you've seen them all kind of, like, they're all, I mean, they're different moves, but, like, you can tell they're TikTok dances.
But that's really not the question here. Is TikTok a classy thing? What this is really about is, should the House of Representatives be able to tell you that no more TikTok?
It's weird, but I just don't think it's, like, their place to do it.
What it's coming down to is freedom of expression, freedom of speech. Should they be able to block it?
Oh, then that would be, you know, against our First Amendment, right?
It is, but the question is this against the First Amendment if they're trying to protect us against a foreign threat, which is what their argument is? Because they're saying you can have TikTok, just China has to divest.
I think they just want China to sell TikTok.
Yep.
I mean, so TikTok's not going anywhere. They just want to ban China from TikTok.
Well, it'll go somewhere if they don't divest, and I don't know how you can force China to divest they don't want to.
I think the United States is probably one of the largest consumers of TikTok in the world. I don't think you want to get rid of one of the largest consumer bases you have.
How is money made on TikTok?
See,
does TikTok make money for anyone?
Yes. So the way social media makes money is because it's free for you, you're what's for sale. They sell your time. So when you're on TikTok, every ad you see, that's how they make money. Like you use the app for free, and then advertisers pay the social media company
for the
ad space.
I don't see ads on TikTok when I use it.
Well, I mean, usually, I mean, I don't know about TikTok again, but like, I mean, I assume there would be ads. I mean, at the very least, there'd be like commercials. But
there are
creators.
I don't believe.
Creators on TikTok. I know they do ads too.
Now, Facebook has ads. There's a lot of ads.
Yeah.
Now I'm starting to get strange. Not off topic here, but strange friend requests. Now it's almost like something opened up here to where like somebody that like owns a business or is trying to get their name out there in some type of way. You know, now they just, like, are showing up on my friend's request.
This is weird. This wasn't a bot or anything like that, a friend request. But yesterday, I got a message from a guy. And I thought, because he's not my friend. And I thought, well, what is this? And the message came through, and it was just like, hey. So I responded. I said, hey, do I know you? And the guy said, but it was like a long period. I'll look it up here, because I've still got the message, I'm sure. It was like, 4 or 5 months ago, you messaged my wife. And I said, who's your wife? And he said the name. I said, I don't know that person. And he was just like, oh, okay, thanks. I said, what did I say? And he said, hey. I said, hey to her? And 4 months later, we're having this conversation with the husband.
Oh, boy.
It took him 4 months to track
apparently.
You down for saying hey.
To say hey. But no, I mean, it must have been... maybe at that time I wanted to ask her something. I mean, that could have happened. Or it could have been one of those virus bots that come in. It could have been that. But I didn't. I was so confused by even what that was. What is something wrong with hey, if that's what I did say? H-E-Y, excuse me.
Maybe I signed up for something on Facebook that, like, said, oh, hey, I'm open. Anybody that wants to be my friend, you know, I'm open to artists and artworks and beauticians and all kinds of friend requests.
There's something, I don't know, there's something wrong with the world, but this is the way we communicate now.
It is random. But back to the TikTok, I don't know about the government and wasting all this tax money on TikTok. And trying
to
figure it out.
If they do really believe it's a threat, though.
We have bigger problems here.
Well, if they do really believe it's a threat and could end badly, I see the argument.
Yeah, they should just start charging for it. Then everybody will quit using it.
But would they?
They would.
I don't know.
Nobody would pay for that.
Really?
Oh, I mean, people would pay for that.
I think they would.
Like Snapchat Premium. The only thing you can do with Snapchat Premium is like change the background in your chats, and people pay money for that too. I mean, you can like undo like if you lose a streak
right.
or something, but like I mean, that's
right.
The whole purpose of a streak.
On my little game I used to play on my phone to get extra lives, I would pay for that.
Yeah, but once it's gone, you say that in the beginning when they come in and say, "Oh, we're going to charge you $10 a month," you say, "Well, I'm not paying that; it's been free." But when it's gone for 2 weeks and you can't do it, then all of a sudden $10 doesn't sound so bad.
Maybe.
Because you realize how much you used it.
See, that's when the addiction comes into play.
I think with TikTok, you have the watchers who like to watch for the most part. And then you have the ones who like to make the videos. So,
but isn't that attention grabbing?
If you have to pay to make the video, I mean, I can see someone paying to watch, but paying to make it, I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. Because I think it gives them something. They wait and they pay attention for those views and how many views did this get and what do they call it? TikTok famous. I'm TikTok famous now when you get a certain number of views.
And
I think it affects people.
The video creation part of it, like how you use it to make videos, is a lot of fun too. You know, because you can add different music, you can put different clips on there, different times, different pictures, different videos. It's a lot of fun. To make videos.
You've done this.
Oh, yes.
Oh, now what do your videos consist of?
Right now, mostly, it's just like my garden.
Now, do a lot of people view these?
I'm not TikTok famous.
Do we want to be TikTok famous? Is this the goal in our life at this point?
The one that got the biggest views, which really wasn't a lot. I mean, I'm not up in the 100,000 views or anything, but one that got a lot of views was my neti pot solution that I make.
No.
I did a video on that.
Interesting. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Hey.
Sorry. That's how Briley got started. My grandson was on TikTok with his art.
Oh, very interesting.
Yeah, he under the mask double B, and his art has, you know, he's shipped it to Australia and the UK, and all over the United States, just from people watching him do his art on TikTok.
Now, do you think, I guess the question is, the government should have the right to ban it if they feel it's a threat?
I don't think so. I don't know. I don't know. It's like Facebook. It can be used for good and bad.
Yeah,
it's like anything.
It's very, very interesting because clearly a lot of people have used it in very good ways. Obviously, mm-hmm. like your grandson.
Yeah,
but
yeah, well, Briley, it made him. You know, he has his artwork is it's in the UK, it's in Australia, it's all over the United States. So, I don't know.
It's interesting to weigh the positives and the negatives, because I don't think Congress is trying to do this for malicious purposes, because clearly 150 million people would be unhappy with them, and they're not in the business of ticking off voters. But I think they do believe that there is a real threat there from China, and they're telling China, as long as you get out of this company, as long as you divest, we've got no problem. So, I don't know. We'll see what this, how this game of chicken turns out.
Happens.
Yeah. Hey, well, thank you for calling in.
Oh, okie doke.
Yeah. That's an interesting point. Grandson's art's all over the world because of TikTok. So, that's a plus.
Maybe they need like a, you know, a U.S. embassy for TikTok.
They might.
Just create a safe, an American safe zone in TikTok.
So, before we go to break here, should they have the right to ban it?
I don't know that they should necessarily have the right to ban it. I just don't like TikTok. I wish TikTok would be banned.
Right to ban it?
No.
No. I think they probably do have the right. I don't know if they should. It all depends on how big the threat is, and I don't really think we know how big the threat is. So I guess we'll find out what happens. But we're going to come back in 15 minutes with some very interesting topics, but ones that I think will have strong opinions. Matt, Jess, and myself back in 15 minutes.
You're afraid to be rotten mean.